Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, film enthusiasts and newcomers alike, prepare for a cinematic journey like no other. Grab some popcorn, dim the lights, because it's about time you watch this.
Hello and welcome to another episode of It's About Time You Watch This. It's Chris,
Josh,
and Jody.
And today we are getting back into creature features. I'm excited by this one.
Makes one of us.
Because I watched it with Jordy and it was an enjoyable experience, I tell you what. Today we are talking about the crocodile monster film Lake Placid.
We heard a man was bit in half.
It's a crocodile.
50 feet.
They came here to study it.
Some kind of mutant.
Nobody goes near the water.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going back in the water.
They came here to save it.
You set a trap on the beach.
Come and get it.
The question is,
where is he?
Who will save them?
Kelly!
Watch out!
Lake Placid.
He didn't eat me.
Because he just ate a cow, stupid.
Okay.
Do you call it Lake Placid? Because this isn't the real Lake Placid. As they say in the movie, it's not even the real Lake Placid.
Yeah,
it's
which is just a lake. Which is a really odd decision.
So there's a real Lake Placid somewhere.
There is. They say it in the movie. They're like, oh, well, this isn't Lake Placid.
This is Black Lake. No.
The title of the movie screwed up real bad.
I think they were trying to be clever with it because obviously the lake is anything but placid because people keep getting eaten. But
it's not. It's not clever.
So let's get into the synopsis of this. When a mysterious creature violently kills a man in a Maine lake, Jack Wells, the local game warden, looks into the bizarre case along with Sheriff Hank Coe and visiting paleontologist Kelly Scott, looking for clues in a tooth that the beast left behind. Kelly and the others eventually locate the monster, a massive and vicious reptile eager to devour anything in its path. Can the crocodile-like creature be stopped?
Don't know. Well, I do know now.
We do know now.
We know.
Opening thoughts, Josh. I'll start with you.
Opening thoughts. I just want a stupid movie with a lot of crazy animal stuff, please. Kind of got that.
Feel like it delivered.
Yeah, I think.
Jordan?
Is this the Wish version of Godzilla?
Which Godzilla? Because the Godzilla that we're going to do is the Wish version of Godzilla.
Yeah, true. The Wish version of the Wish Godzilla.
The Wish version of any big animal creature movie.
Well, yeah, because
mine was also not wrong. It's definitely the Wish version.
Maybe not of Godzilla, but of just something
monster
else.
Monster movies in general.
Yeah.
So this movie sort of kick-started. There was a while there where we got a lot of crocodile movies. And a few of them based obviously here in Australia because of, you know, lots of crocodiles.
Yeah.
But this was the first one. But this was obviously a lot more comedy horror than a lot of the horror movies we got out of it. And that was probably because the movie was written by David E. Kelly, who we'll get into, is famously the creator of Ally McBeal, Boston Legal, a few of these like female-centric TV shows. Hence the reason we get that Kelly, the main, well. All right, before we start, I'm going to ask. Who do you think is the main character in this movie?
The crocodile.
That's a good question.
Because it's never
Betty White for sure.
Yes!
I was going to say, you're led to believe that it's this paleontologist, but it doesn't feel like she's a lead character.
I have thoughts about her, but I'm going to leave them to the characters. Usually I'm all about the girl character.
I know. That's.
It's not the Mad Eye Moody guy. It's not the guy who plays him.
I was getting to that, but did you not realize that the sheriff is Mad Eye Moody?
This changes everything.
You did realize who the main guy character is
from Independence Day?
Yeah, the president. I was worried that you might have picked that. Yeah.
No, I wrote that down.
The sheriff was Mad Eye Moody.
Yeah.
He's my new favorite character.
Brendan Gleeson. Brendan Gleeson is. This movie has an incredible cast for such an average movie.
It's odd.
Bill Pullman. Brendan Gleeson. Betty White.
Betty White.
Mm-hmm. Like Betty White, this feels like her bread and butter though. Like
she was just in her 80s
having
or something
so much fame she
made
this
though.
She was living a good life.
Like you can see they either wrote that part for her or she read the script and went, "Hell yes, sign me
this
up.
This is
I need to be in a giant crocodile movie."
Yeah. the main character it's not Mad Eye Moody guy.
No.
It's either the girl or Bill
Independence
Pullman.
Day. Yeah.
But I'd say the girl. I feel like
I think she's supposed to be, but I don't think I've ever seen a movie character that I cared about less.
100%. But we also know about her backstory. We know about, you know, the husband that's what I mean, and stuff,
the where we don't know about Bill. Yeah.
Like, we know.
Yeah, that's why I assume
she's the worst. The worst.
Let's get into best scene before we get into actors, because I know, best scene. Best scene.
Best scene.
I've
only got three.
Only three.
The first boat trip, when four. That at the start, brutal. Yeah. I was like, damn, I hope the rest of the kills are like this. They're not, really. No. But I was like, oh, he's still alive and half his body's gone. And I don't like that.
I had that in what the fuck moments.
Oh, wait, no, that was my first one in that. But yeah, and then the first boat trip where they all go out, the lady falls in and they're trying to rescue her, and then the Deadpool guy dies. Because one of the deputies is Agent Smith from Deadpool. When he's like, you're going to want to look away for this one, and he tilts the camera and he kills the guy. That guy is in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then helicopter versus crocodile.
Yeah.
Mm. And then helicopter cow.
Poor cow.
I literally had anything with Hector in it, because Oliver Platt in this, I love him. He's the crazy crocodile guy.
I didn't like him.
He's speaking of wish versions, he's just playing the wish version of Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park. Let's be honest. That's what he is. Yes.
Daddy leather jacket.
Daddy leather jacket.
This is daddy leather jacket.
I was going to say fatty leather jacket, because there's a line in this movie where he makes fat jokes about the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, motherfucker, you're fatter than him. Like, it feels to me like it was written for like a Jeff Goldblum, and they just didn't change the script.
Yeah,
kind of like what they did in Speed 2. So, and we discussed this where they wrote the script for Keanu Reeves, cast a new actor, and wrote like one scene where they're like, "Oh, you're such a change from the old guy," and then the rest of the movie was just written for him.
Yeah.
It feels like that's what that role was. It was written for someone else. It was maybe a muscular, cool guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they got Oliver Platt and they're like, it doesn't matter about changing.
He's fine. Yeah.
One other line before I know you're going to have stuff, Geordie. I'm saving you. At the very start, now, I made Geordie watch this scene a couple of times and I still don't think you picked up on it. Before Old Mate gets bitten in half.
Old Mate. I love when anyone uses Old Mate. It's so funny.
Old Mate's in the water, right?
Old Mate.
And the sheriff is sitting there after the diver has made fun of him and dove into
He's eating his Twinkie.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, everyone's a comedian, sarcastic.
I don't get it.
Because I think the line's actually supposed to be, everyone's a comedian, right?
Yeah.
And I would assume that the script has had
sarcastic
as the stage direction.
That makes sense.
But he has delivered it as everyone's a comedian, sarcastic.
I was wondering why you thought it was so funny. I was like, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
And that's why it's funny. Because
he's clearly read the stage direction.
To the T.
As a script.
It would be.
How do you get not.
Or it'd even be funnier.
And for Brendan Gleeson not to realize it, because he's an incredible actor.
It'd even be funnier if, like, the font and the size and everything, they typoed it. And so that was actually a continuation of his line.
Yes.
Well, and I'm assuming maybe it was just an issue with the script, the way it was written, and that's how it's been interpreted.
That's so funny, anyway.
Geordie, best scene.
Oh, Betty White calling him Officer Fuckmeat.
Almost anything with
anything
her in
with
it as
Betty
well.
White. Like, my other one was Betty White feeding the baby crocodiles. I was like, yes. I fucking love Betty White. She's great.
I did love the part where she's like, I'll be honest, I'm rooting for the crocodile. Yes! I hope he swallows your friend's whole. Well, she's just so good in this.
I love her.
What the fuck moments? Geordie, I know you're going to have a couple. Go on.
Old Mate with no legs.
Old Mate.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
The one that you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I don't want to say this one because I know you're going to make a big deal out of it.
I know exactly what it is because you said the same thing when we were watching it.
When Old Mate lost his head. Go on.
I was like, it's not time to lose one's head.
Go on again.
He'll never be the head of a major corporation.
Last one.
Not a way to get ahead in life.
Anymore?
Nah, that'll do for now.
That's
although,
all I had.
Although the following scene where they do discover it's a crocodile because they get attacked by the bear and they find the head.
Yeah.
And actually step on like a branch and it flings the guy's head. I was like, oh, heads up.
Next time, can you watch the movies with him?
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to anymore.
I'm afraid that Geordie missed a few lines after that because I was laughing so hard at my own jokes.
At his own jokes, not at the movie.
Just
But that was what I had, the head bitten off, finding the head, that whole scene.
The
I
entire
think.
Thing with the head.
Because that's probably the most gore we get. Obviously,
old mate at the start.
Half an old mate. But, other than that, it's not overly...
Gory? None of these
not
really
overly
are.
Good either.
No, like
none of them are. But then, like they are, but the CG is terrible. So it's like that's just ketchup.
But then, the head bitten off was all practical.
Mm.
Like look at that. That was full practical effect. And even in half, old half mate was that was practical effect as well. Like there was a lot of practical stuff in it.
A bit of
not CGI, not computer generated. Yeah. Like it was.
Oh, so it was like real life. They've just kind of, well.
Like they've used makeup and that sort of stuff.
I think half of old mate with chopped off was CG. There's some of the textures and stuff from the intestines and the blood. I was just like, that's too shiny and it doesn't look real.
Standard actor?
Betty White.
Yeah, that's who I had. Did you have anyone?
This is what you just heard was my whole brain throughout the whole entire movie. I wasn't really zoned in on this one. This one was probably like a 9:30, 10 o'clock start to a 12 o'clock finish for me. So I just needed the dumb fun.
Yep.
So you're not going to get much out of me this episode.
That's fine.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm about to tell you how it would have been made so much better.
But the best actor was, there was, as you said before, Chris, there was a lot of people in this that I knew. I don't think there was anyone who really stood out from the rest. Everyone, I think the person who did the best for the job and they knew what they were doing was Bill Pullman. I think he understood the assignment a little bit.
He was a bit reserved.
He wasn't,
Like, he wasn't, what, I don't know. Like,
I guess, Independence Day.
I was going to say, maybe because we've done Independence Day a couple of weeks back, like that, maybe that's like comparing him in that to this, and this came out after that, so.
Yeah, but like with what his character was, it was barely
given,
anything.
Like, the script for this movie should be mentioned. This movie is like 84 minutes long, and then you take out the credits. So it's under 80 minutes long. It's basically
an
episode. Like, there's episodes of Game of Thrones that are longer than this.
Yeah. There were some parts, though, where I actually did feel like it was dragging a little bit.
And that's what I mean. Like,
I was like,
it could have been a TV special.
Come on.
This movie. Like,
this movie was made the same year that Galaxy Quest was. We did that last week.
Yeah.
Same year, but completely different movies.
So the budget for this movie is $35 million.
Mm-hmm.
It made $57 million. So not unreasonable. Like, not quite double its budget.
Just
but
say
it,
it's a shit movie.
It
just
didn't lose money.
Just put it out there.
Some interesting facts. As I said, the screenplay was written by David E. Kelly, who did Ally McBeal, The Practice, Boston Legal, a lot of those 90s, big 90s TV shows. But it, as far as I'm aware, had never made a feature film or written a feature film. Married to Michelle Pfeiffer.
Wee.
Oh, yeah.
David
I didn't know that.
So, terrible script writer, but...
Got a hot wife.
Hot wife. Did very well there. Very well there.
I bet he's batting.
Yeah, I would say so. If this is the quality of his work, then yes, absolutely. The Crocodile was created by Stan Winston Studios.
Yes.
Who obviously did Jurassic Park, basically every creature film ever made that was any good. The movie's success, because obviously it did make money, led to it becoming a franchise. There's been a lot of Lake Placid movies, a lot of sequels. They were all direct-to-DVD.
Yeah, of course they were.
Of course.
Recently, straight to Amazon, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the CGI and budget obviously progressively got worse. Ooh. They're pretty bad now if you look at them.
I'd love to see your guys' reaction to, like, you've got these, which are a step up in this kind of category, But then there's stuff like Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus, which is a favorite of mine and my friends.
One of the latest, yeah, same. No. I love those
for you guys
movies.
To watch that.
There's Sharktopus is one of my favorites. If you haven't seen Sharktopus, that's very good. But the most recent one of these was Lake Placid versus Anaconda.
I said that to Geordie before that's one that exists.
And, I'm sorry, I'm just googling
and it is
Sharktopus.
Like those sci-fi level special effects. Like, it's terrible.
That's not a Sharktopus.
It's a Sharktopus.
While we're just on this topic, one that I've been dying to get to, but I'm gonna pull her under the bus for this. Mm. One of my friends, Emily.
Yes.
I have to sit down with her and watch Sharknado. It's like a thing where we were going to. And then
we have talked about having Em as a guest on the show. Geordie, have you watched Sharknado?
I'm just about to Google
it. Oh, no, this is another Emily. I have two friends called Emily.
Oh, that's good. Well, they can both come
Emily
on.
But
we'll do a group viewing of Sharknado.
I've yet to watch Jaws 4 and Sharknado because those two were ones that we were going to watch. So if we're going to do it.
Can I just say, I'm currently looking at Google images of Sharknado.
Yeah.
And there's one where there's a shark trying to eat some bloke in space.
Yeah, that was one of the latest ones.
Sharknado 3. There's three of these?
There's like eight of these Sharknado movies now.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
They just the crocodile in this movie, back to this movie, away from Sharknado for a second.
Great.
The crocodile, whether CGI or animatronic, has about 3 minutes and 43 seconds of screen time in this whole movie.
Is that when he gets stuck in the helicopter and that's it?
Probably. That's almost close.
That's another reason why I was kind of like, damn. I know that the golden rule is like, show don't tell sometimes, and then there's a payoff at the end. But this time I was just like, this is in the movie less than the shark and the Jaws. I need more crocodile.
Betty White's character is told at one point that Peter would be interested to learn of her alleged mistreatment of the cows. In reality, Betty White is actually a major spokesperson for Peter. There's a bit of a twist there. I actually have a few Betty White.
Peter the company. I thought you were
Peter the animal
person.
Treatment. No. Peter the animal treatment people.
Yeah.
Stan Winston and his crew realized Lake Placid's crocodile as a full size animatronic puppet, complete with moving head and tail and snapping jaws that would function underwater.
I got something to raise with that.
Okay.
The end shot of the movie crocodile on the ship.
On the flatbed truck.
What do you reckon about this? Do you think that shot wasn't planned for the movie? They had to take the crocodile back to the studio. 100%. Do you reckon they just thought, let's get a shot of this while we're taking it back?
Or that was them driving
it
to the lake to do the filming, one or the other. And they're like, this is a cool shot. We should film this for the special features.
I don't think that was planned.
I don't reckon it was planned either. I reckon you're on the money there. I reckon that was purely a shot for their own shits and giggles. And they saw it and went, actually, that would be a funny shot to put in the credits.
But that crocodile is pretty cool.
But you think of it this way. So Stan Winston Studio did the T-Rex in Jurassic Park, which we talked about a few episodes ago, where they had issues with it. Being affected by water. We know Bruce the shark in Jaws had issues being in water. Same thing. This was actually a massive achievement for them to be able to make that puppet and make it work underwater like that.
Okay. Yeah.
That's actually a huge achievement. Pity it was for this movie.
They did that in a spin around of 6 years because Jurassic Park was 93. This was 99. So
really, like that's a massive achievement. But you would think the Jurassic Park's probably given them that oomph them to go, okay, we've got to get this right. We've got to fix this.
Yeah.
Because I don't recall hearing stories about Jurassic Park 2. Sorry, just digressing from this movie again. Because there was two T-Rexes in Jurassic Park 2 and there was a scene where they were out in the rain as well.
Yes.
But I don't recall we were hearing stories about them malfunctioning. So I wonder if they'd fixed it by that point.
Well, because in that it's mainly they're in the rain for a tiny little bit, but then the rest of it gets taken over by that CGI when the bus is there and stuff. Whereas Rexy was
out
in the rain for
days. So near the beginning of Alligator, a movie from 1980, a medical examiner tells Robert Foster about how they got a big toe once without the rest of the body and then had a funeral. The detective replies, and that must have been a pretty small casket. The joke is mirrored in this movie. When Oliver Platt asks Brendan Gleeson if a big toe they've discovered is the man that was killed, and Gleeson replies, he seemed taller. Which that line makes me laugh every time I hear it, because Brendan Gleeson's delivery of that is great. It was like, he seemed taller.
Yes, I remember. You were laughing while I was trying to watch the movie.
It was funny. I'm sorry. It's a pretty terrible movie. For that level of humor, it was very good. There's some very funny jokes in this movie. There's a lot of jokes that fall flat.
The entire movie is a good joke.
It's not very nice. It might be accurate, but it's not very nice. Betty White's character admits to killing her husband by hitting him in the head with a skillet at one point. On Boston Legal, which she starred on, Betty White also plays a character who kills a man by hitting him in the head with a skillet. Boston Legal was a David E. Kelly production. So there's a little tie in there.
Same character.
She killed him.
Potentially. So that's sort of all I had. There's other little bits and pieces, but they're the main ones.
Yeah.
What is the one thing that would make this movie better, Josh? I'm going you first, because I know what we're about to cop from her.
Some updated CGI, I think, is needed for this. And then I think it could have been, it could have been a better movie all round. However, I didn't really want it to be, because it just fits fine as a popcorn turn your brain off. But honestly, like with all of these types of movies, they could all be 100% better.
Yeah.
But they fit in that genre of, you know what? Have fun.
I honestly reckon the script for this is what lets it down. Because you've got a great cast. Not terrible CGI for the time for a low budget film,
but there's still some
great animatronics work. Yeah. Like
practicals, always a good in my book.
Yeah, the script is what lets it down.
Yeah,
and the character development, which I assume we're about to hear from Geordie. Yes.
Okay, I've got two. Okay.
All right.
So the first one, the chick dying when she first fell in the goddamn water because she pissed me off all the time. Who falls in the water that many times? Like, just get eaten by the goddamn crocodile.
And then falls out of the truck at the end when the crocodile's chasing them.
And then just...
Swims out into the water and they're like, go under.
Yeah, great idea.
Now, that was stupid when he was like, swim out to me.
Yeah.
Swim out to you in water where the crocodile is going to be 100% times faster,
but says go under. Crocodiles swim faster underwater, don't they? Like, yes. I'm not Robert Irwin.
And Bro's an expert in this, isn't he?
Don't bring him up, because he's my next point.
Okay. But like that whole scene there, I was like, that just, like, yeah, she...
I just wanted her to die when she first...
She 100,000% deserved to
die. It was like six times that she was in that crocodile's way. Yes. Six times she fell off the boat. She fell into the water. And I was like, fucking hell, love, just stop or just get eaten.
Just get eaten already.
Just get eaten. Second.
Second.
Is, picture this.
Okay.
Betty White.
Yep.
Robert Irwin.
Yep.
And the crocodiles. There's your movie.
Robert Irwin.
Yep. He's there to get the crocodile. He would be much better at this than any of those guys. And he would not let the crocodile die.
All right, casting choice.
Yep. I wonder what Steve Irwin would have thought about
Robert Irwin into
Bill
Pullman's role.
Yep. 100%. There you go.
Yeah, right.
10,000 times better. And Robert Irwin, he's, bless his little cotton socks.
What a man.
Isn't he the sweetest little
thing? He's so much like his dad.
I love him.
Has this massive crush on Robert Irwin to the point where it's creepy.
Not even a crush. I just adore him.
Josh,
it's creepy.
I don't care.
It's creepy.
He's beautiful.
It's weird.
I love them all. It's not just him.
No.
I love Bindi too.
I had a little crush on Bindi growing up. There, she had a TV show or something like that.
And she was
in a
treehouse.
Yeah.
I just love her.
Welcome back to Bindi Irwin chat.
Oh, but Robert Irwin and Betty White. Imagine. Like, Robert Irwin could be her son and they just hang out with the crocodiles all the time.
I don't know if he'd be her son. She's a bit old.
Well, unfortunately, I don't want to break this to you, but Betty White has passed away.
And also, that is true.
Is she actually?
Yes.
How long ago?
3 years ago. It was during COVID.
Yeah.
Oh. At the age of like 100.
Mm. Oh.
She did very well.
Betty White is an absolute legend. There's a Saturday Night Live episode, which I'll have to show you, where Betty White hosted, and it's some of the greatest television you will ever see. And this was literally only like 5 or 6 years ago. Like, it was not long before she passed away. It was amazing.
But yeah, Robert Irwin, Betty White movie. That would have been the goods.
Would have been the goods.
Okay, there you have it. Final thoughts? Any more to add, Geordie?
No. I literally have it written here. No.
Just no.
Just no.
Just no.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
This is only for the certain demographic of people who can just sit through these and just have fun.
Anyone that loves a cheesy B-grade monster movie, I think, would enjoy this. It's got its moments for me. There's parts of it I enjoy.
Don't pretend.
I'm not pretending. I do enjoy this movie.
The only reason why you watch them is to see the title Crocodile or whatever.
100%. Like, I watch that opening scene, then I skip past all her, my boyfriend,
just
skip past all that into, let's get eaten, basically.
I do have one question to pose, though. Ooh. There are so many of these massive animal monster movies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What animal would you love to see destroy people?
A like goldfish. They get the,
a what?
A goldfish.
A goldfish.
I'm
a
picturing massive... Magikarp from Pokemon.
That's actually what I was picturing when you said that. Except I actually went a little bit different. In my head, it was a goldfish that had like tiny little T-Rex arms and little
and
legs.
And a monocle?
And was like running like, rah, like be jaws. So that's how. That's a good question, Josh.
Because, I mean, it's all usually the reptiles.
Yeah, snakes, crocodiles, those sorts of things.
I hate them all.
And sharks and stuff.
Sharks.
What's something else that,
the butterfly.
Like,
no one ever suspects the butterfly. Butterfly.
Like Mothra.
Mothra. That's coming from someone that's clearly never seen a Godzilla movie.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pussycat.
Cats are evil. You'd expect that.
A giant banana with hands. Like,
what sort of drugs picture. Are you doing?
Okay,
what?
Picture.
A giant banana.
The big banana.
That's an animal, not a fruit
the
group.
The big banana in Queensland turns into a monster.
All right.
Boom. Look at me writing all these screenplays. Like, someone should pay me for this.
I'll be honest, that movie sounds worse than Lake Placid.
Nothing could be worse.
Everyone
than Lake
at home, let us know what is an animal that you would love to see rip up. People cut them in half.
An unusual.
That's a thing.
There is Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse. That's a thing.
I sent the trailer of that to your sister because I know she loves sloths. It's about a serial killer sloth. The trailer is amazing.
Fast?
Kinda. It's I'll show you the trailer later.
Snail
it's very good.
Too. Snail would be a good one.
Snail.
And he just gets like he traps people and they get shoved up in his shell.
Turtle. A snapping turtle.
No, that's bad.
But like that's just the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Not if it's like 50 foot high.
Oh, yeah, true.
50 foot
and like
turtle.
An old man turtle. People underestimate the old man because it's an old turtle man. And then all of a sudden.
Old turtle. What is she? Are you talking about Franklin?
I'm so tired.
And on that bizarre note, we might leave it there. Old turtle man.
Old turtle man.
Weird. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe wherever you're listening.
All the buttons.
Also, if you've got recommendations for us, shoot them there as well.
Please make them good. Surely there's good movies out there. We just have
plenty of good movies.
Yet.
This is the first bad movie we've watched in a while.
I'm going to fact check that right now.
That's all right, go for it.
A lot more than this.
Let's see.
You've also watched a few movies that we haven't done yet, Geordie, so let's you can't talk about those ones. I'm talking about the ones we've done. It's the first bad movie we've done in a while.
How long ago was Speed, my friend?
Speed was ages ago, and you love Speed.
No, what was the one that I didn't like?
We didn't like Gone in 60 Seconds.
That one wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, but that's a good movie. Just because you didn't like it doesn't mean it's not a good movie.
I don't think so. I don't think that was.
The last not good movie we did?
Naked Gun.
Do you want to know something? This is off topic.
Don't you say Grease 2 or you're out of here.
No. I don't know why I did it, because it is now famously known that I hate the Fright Night remake. That is sitting on my shelf in my house now.
Nah.
I don't know. Weird. I picked it up, and now it's at home. I'll never watch it ever again in my life, but now it's just on my shelf at home.
Weirdo.
Bizarre. All right,
anyway.
We are going to leave it there. We'll be back hopefully making it a little more sense with another episode. Next time we're going comedy. We're going comedy, we're going parody, which famously is not a strong suit for Geordie, so this will be very interesting. Next episode, we're talking about the comedy parody film, Not Another Teen Movie. Interested to see how, Josh, you go with this one, because you probably haven't seen a lot of the movies it's referencing.
Hopefully you didn't watch it with your mum.
I've seen most of them.
Yeah.
And no, I didn't.
Cool. That could have been an interesting one. All right, we'll talk to you again soon for another episode, if it's about time you watch this.
You've been listening to It's About Time You Watch This, a creative podcast.